This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Lonnie Williard, the Vice President of Marketing and Creative Services at Panos Brands, a parent company of the Better Than Milk plant-based milk alternative line of beverages. Lonnie, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, good morning, Eric. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
And our pleasure as well. Really appreciate your time and coming out today. So first of all, Lonnie, tell me about your background and your role at Panos Brands, the parent of Better Than Milk, milk alternative drinks to kick things off today.
Sure. My background is 25 years experience in food marketing, brand management. I started out many years getting classically trained with large traditional organizations such as Kraft Foods and Nabisco, and then leveraging those experiences and foundation over in fast-paced, nimble entrepreneurial companies like Mediterranean Snacks, Tribeca Oven Artisan Breads, and now almost 5 years at Panos Brands. We have a portfolio of specialty natural and organic products at Panos. I've managed many different food and snack brands domestically and internationally throughout my career, including actually as an expat living in Sweden for 2 years with Kraft Nordic, which was really exciting. But I'm most passionate about branding strategy and disruptive innovation, and in particular, better-for-you brands and new product launches that really fill a consumer need, like Better Than Milk or organic drinks.
Thanks for sharing some of the highlights of your background. You certainly got a vast background, and I'm sure you bring a great value to this brand of Panos Brands, that is. Now, tell us, what exactly is the Better Than Milk brand?
Yeah, sure. So we've got, as I said, about a dozen different brands at Panos, and Better Than Milk is really our newest and most exciting innovation. So what it is a line of delicious and creamy-tasting, organic, non-dairy, plant-based alt milk drinks. They're non-GMO verified and free of preservatives, which is really critical. People who enjoy milk but choose not to drink cow's milk, whether for diet or health reasons, perhaps a dairy-free lifestyle, or they're lactose intolerant, they will really enjoy this line of organic beverages. You know, we offer different kinds of tastes depending upon what they're looking for, oat-based or rice-based, almond-based, et cetera. So we've got flavors for everyone, but I think what's really critical is the fact that they are free of, you know, preservatives and organic and non-GMO verified, which makes it really exciting to be part of this innovation.
And also understandable. Now, tell us, what makes this alternative milk different than other alternative milk products on the market?
Yeah, I think what makes Better Than Milk truly different is the sourcing of the organic, clean, simple ingredients. So first and foremost, we're free from artificial flavors, you know, no stabilizers, emulsifiers, fillers. So it just lends itself to a more natural taste, you know, not being modified. Probably about 70 to 80% of other non-dairy milks use artificial stabilizers like carrageenan and chemical additives, and we don't. Our plant-based milks have no filler ingredients, no thickeners, no sulfites or soy either, which some consumers are also trying to avoid. But the really exciting thing for me, and I think for our consumers as well, is the sourcing of the raw materials. So all the organic non-GMO ingredients, you know, where they come from. For instance, the rice, it's organic farmers in northern Italy. The farm plains of northern Italy, the regions of Piedmont and Lombardy, which is also some of the best Italian wines coming from those regions, by the way, near Milan. But, you know, not using pesticides, so the water runoff from the rice field doesn't pollute the local streams. And similarly, the almonds, they're from Sicily, that southern island full of sunshine in Italy. The organic farmers, again, not using pesticides. And what's really crucial there is maintaining the healthy bee colonies. You know, a lot of the almond drinks in the marketplace are sourcing their almonds from California, where most of the world's almond crop is coming from. And unfortunately, a lot of the farmers there are using chemicals and pesticides, and that's really harmful to the bees. Another example would be the hazelnuts from the Lazio region near Rome. Again, only organic farms. So I think that's what really makes us truly different from a lot of the other alt milks that are out there.
And you got to love that, and especially I can appreciate the location of where the spring water comes from. And speaking of which, what are the ingredients and why the spring water from Lessini Mountains in northern Italy?
Yeah, so the production facility is located in a small village at the base of the mountain spring in this small town. It's actually called, it's about a half hour west of Venice, right at the base of the Lessini Mountains. So the facility is directly downstream from the fresh natural mountain springs. So it's not from, the water is not from tap, it's not distilled from ground wells. So the mountain stream is the direct source right from the village. And of course, filtered out for the sediment, leaving in all the natural minerals. So the production efficiencies really translate into a very fresh taste and also a reduced carbon footprint, frankly, because it's right at the base of the facility is right at the base of the mountain stream, of the mountain stream.
And I'd have to say, without even verifying that officially, that that has to be some pure, pure spring water coming from the Lessini Mountains there in Italy today. We are with Lonnie Williard, the Vice President of Marketing and Creative Services at Panels Brands, parent company of the Better Than Milk plant-based milk alternative line of beverages. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, you say it is good for your body and good for the environment. Get into how so.
Yeah, you bet. Good for the body, refers to the creamy organic goodness of it being vegan and USDA organic. The products do not contain sulfites or soy, carrageenan, artificial flavors, dairy, gluten and sulfites, et cetera. So it doesn't have any of the bad stuff. From the health aspect, dairy-free, gluten-free, it's really desired by many folks and often recognized as a healthier diet, particularly if you are lactose intolerant or gluten intolerant. For sure, while cow's milk is nutrient-rich, providing calcium and vitamin D and protein, but for people really seeking to follow a more plant-forward diet or if they have milk allergies, vegan milks like our Better Than Milk drinks can really be a good alternative, to cow's milk. And as far as the good for the environment, good for the earth, that's because, to be honest, feeding dairy cows takes a lot of feed, and it takes a lot of water, and it takes a lot of field. So the carbon footprint on the plant of the plant-based drinks is less, as well as the emissions from the animals, the cows. So the plant-based products are less environmentally taxing than the animal-based products. The dairy cow produce. The dairy cattle produce more greenhouse gas emissions and require more land and resources than plants do. So we really are very proud about the sustainable and environmentally friendly aspects of the plant-based milks that we're producing with Better Than Milk. And then I will say, this is a real passion of mine as well, the fact that the packaging is bio-based. So 88% of the container is from renewable sources. Our plastic caps are from sugarcane, not petroleum. And the aseptic cartons that the products come in are also from renewable sources. In fact, it's FSC certified, which is Forest Stewardship Council. So the paper that goes into making the carton is harvested in a responsible manner and helps promote, the regeneration of trees and socially responsible, to be concerned about deforestation. So that's what we're really proud of. And then, of course, at the end, when you're done drinking it, the package is recyclable. So that's what we mean, Eric, with good for your body and good for the earth.
And that's a lot to get excited about right there, covering both the body and the environment. Now, what are the primary uses? I'd assume you could use it for coffee, cooking, baking, with food and cereal, or would you say it's more just for drinking?
Yeah, the creamy texture and great taste make it suitable in a variety of applications, for sure as an ingredient in recipes and cooking or baking, but also smoothies and shakes. What's really popular now with our drinks is people using them for overnight oats and certainly just pouring into breakfast cereal or guzzling right out of the container. And of course, since they're made in Italy, my favorite is for use in a latte, cafe au lait, or frost in a cappuccino. I think the fact that it's shelf-stable and doesn't require refrigeration also makes it really convenient for taking on the go, so hiking and picnics and biking trips as well. Just wanted to add that.
It certainly all sounds good to me, and that's an added bonus that you mentioned there at the end as well. Lastly, why do you think this product is relevant in today's times?
I think for sure the sustained category growth that we're seeing, the U.S. retail sales of plant-based milks have grown 17% to almost $2.4 billion just through September of this last year. And of all U.S. households, currently about 41% are purchasing plant-based milk. So that's over 50 million households. 32% of them say that they bought dairy milks because they're healthier, and so that's really reassuring. But also the fact that they're environmentally friendly, I think, is becoming equally important to so many consumers, particularly the younger folks. And then as an aside, the COVID, unfortunately, the pandemic that we're all experiencing, the reality is shelf-stable plant-based milks are really convenient. So the pandemic situation most recently has meant that, you know, sometimes there are short supplies of refrigerated or fresh dairy products, and folks don't want to shop as frequently. So having the options for shelf-stable alt milks, you know, really fill a consumer need gap. The fact that they can stock their pantry is really convenient. And the supply chain disruptions that might continue in the food industry, you know, mean that this is a real opportunity for plant-based milks and other shelf-stable dairy alternatives to just help fill the gap.
Lonnie, really appreciate your visit with us here today and all the information shared on behalf of the Better Than Milk plant-based milk alternative line of beverages. And really exciting. I'm sure some of the listeners are ready to find out where they can pick up these products. And speaking of which, where can listeners go online? What is your website address where listeners can get further information? And where could they actually find the product near them?
Yeah, I think for sure we hope folks would go to drinkbetterthanmilk.com to join our BTM party, as we say. So certainly go to the website, and they can find the store locations on the website. We are in, you know, all around Chicago at the Jewel stores, the Erewhon stores in California. You can find us on Amazon. You can also buy us online directly at our own website at drinkbetterthanmilk.com. You know, we're really excited to have people, you know, help creating positive lifestyle decisions and the fact that people are paying more attention to what they're putting in their bodies and helping the carbon footprint for the planet. We hope they join us at Better Than Milk and help experience the great, creamy, delicious, organic, plant-based drinks that we're offering.
Lonnie, again, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Again, it is drinkbetterthanmilk.com. Lonnie, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for speaking to me. I really enjoyed our chat. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Lonnie Williard, the Vice President of Marketing and Creative Services at Panos Brands, parent company of the Better Than Milk plant-based milk alternative line of beverages. And for all the details and to find a store near you, visit drinkbetterthanmilk.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.